Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 9, 2020. Natural Resource Commission meeting, April 2020. April meeting, the Natural Resource Commission held a teleconference meeting on April 9, 2020. Director Kayla Lyon reported that the majority of employees located in the Wallace Building in Des Moines were working from home, and the employees who work at state parks, fisheries, wildlife areas, and other field locations were working outdoors. Honey Creek Resort. Todd Kofelt, Parks Bureau Chief, provided a brief update on the restoration projects at Honey Creek Resort by the resort management company Delaware North. The resort rooms in the basement and on the first floor have been refurbished and a wedding pavilion was added. The plans for a spa and an outdoor swimming pool have been delayed. The resort closed all operations on March 22, 2020 and will reopen on May 22, 2020. Parks 2020 book. Mark Akelson, Iowa Parks Foundation, informed the commission that a new book entitled Iowa State Parks is available for sale and provides information celebrating 100 years of state parks. The book provides essays, park descriptions, and photographs at all of the Iowa State parks. Contracts approved. The following contracts were approved. A contract with Iowa State University, ISU, for up to $44,000 to train and coordinate volunteers for conducting acoustic surveys on bats. The volunteers will collect data that will be analyzed by ISU and submitted to the Department of Natural Resources. And a contract with Strata Morph Geo Exploration Incorporated in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin for $32,000. The purpose of the contract is to conduct a survey and complete an archaeological survey of Black Hawk Lake for a proposed dredging project. Funding is from the Lake Restoration Fund. Public land acquisitions. The following land acquisitions were approved. The acquisition of 6 acres for the Copeland Bend Wildlife Management Area, WMA, in Fremont County. The cost is $6,000 and funding is from the Fish and Wildlife Habitat stamp. And the acquisition of 2 easements in Winneshiek County near North Bear Creek. The easements will allow angler access for public fishing. The cost of the first easement is $11,000 for 4.5 acres, and the cost of the second easement is $1,600 for 0.7 acres. Funding is from the Fish Restitution Fund. Construction projects. The following construction projects were approved. A road improvement project at Wildcat Den State Park in Muscatine County. The project will include the construction of a new curb and gutter system that will prevent water runoff and soil erosion in the park. Funding of $160,000 is from the Parks and Institutional Road Fund. The improvement of roads at the Grand River WMA in Decatur County and the Mount Air and Sand Creek WMAs in Ringgold County. The project will improve roadways by eliminating any high shoulder areas. Additional rock will be placed on the roadways after the improvements have been made. Ditches will be cleaned and a larger culvert area will be installed. Funding of $160,000 is from the Parks and Institutional Road Fund. The next meeting will be held on May 14, 2020. The location will be determined at a later date. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Deb Kozel, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.